Sometimes God will give you revelation into things that does not come into alignment with your experience. You know it. You just know it. You don't know how you know it. You just know it. You can do it. You don't know how you can do it. You can just do it. You weren't trained to do it. You didn't go to school to do it. But there are certain things that are wired into your DNA that God has gifted you to be able to do, that you know you can do it, and it doesn't make any sense that you can do it. And a lot of people don't like that you can do it, and they hate on you that you can do it, but you can still do it because the Lord has revealed it unto you. The Lord has shown it unto you. The Lord has expressed it unto you. The Lord has given it unto you. You are gifted. How many people are honest enough to admit that some of the things that you're able to do, you can't explain it, you're just gifted? Touch your neighbor and say, I've been gifted. With that gift comes a responsibility. If God thought enough of you to give you a gift, there has to be a certain level of responsibility that comes with that gift, that you be a good steward of that gift. What the enemy tries to do to the gifted is distract them with trials and temptations so that they don't walk into their legacy and understand who they are because they're gifted. What the enemy tries to do with the gifted is raise up and anoint people to hate you because they don't understand how they worked so hard and got so much less, and you did so little and God used you in such a mighty way. It's just that God gave it to you. The gift is the grace of God. The gift is the grace of God. I'm going to say it again for the people over here. The gift is, let me say it for the people in the balcony. The gift is the grace of God. The gift is the grace of God. And the enemy's trying to tell you don't have nothing to offer, and the devil is a lie. Everything you got is a gift from God. Somebody ought to shout me down. Shout me down. Here again in our text, Paul seems to have the greatest depth of insight and revelation about the Lord's table and the Lord's supper, and he didn't even have a seat at the table. Who can do that stuff but God? Who can do that stuff but God? Who can get you up to speed? You miss, you're 3 years behind. You're 3 years behind. And God all by himself. Y'all didn't get that. Let me try that again. You're 3 years behind. And God just goes. And knowledge from God doesn't come through letters or words. It's just, you just know it. You don't know how you know it. You can't prove that you know it. You can't explain it to people, but you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. And if you're gifted, sometimes you don't even recognize that you're gifted, because gifted feels normal to you. It feels normal to you. That's why you have to have certain kinds of people around you who are not intimidated, so that they can reflect the glory of God, because sometimes you don't even know yourself how effective you are. Glory. So you can be gifted and be insecure, especially if you don't have people that are secure enough to reflect your glory. That's why God created man in the first place, to reflect his glory. God said, I want to see what I look like. And he made man out of the dust of the earth so he could see himself. And he could see himself in Adam until he sinned. And when he couldn't see himself, he said, Adam, where art thou? I can't see myself. Something has darkened the glory. You should be illuminating the Garden of Eden. If you got glory, you got light. When you walk into the room, you bring light into the room. Glory to God. When you got glory on your life, you have enlightenment. Enlightenment is separate from education. I'm a great proponent of education. That's why we have Jake's Divinity School. But education will never replace enlightenment. Paul is enlightened in a way that caused the other disciples to be a little off-putting toward him. Because when you really bless, when you're really blessed, people will cop a tube. They will get an attitude. They will resist you just because you're blessed and leave you scratching your head. What did I do to her? Why does he not like me? Why is he talking about me? You don't understand that light is coming off of you in a way. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And some folks are just evil. You trying to psychoanalyze it, stop trying to psychoanalyze it. You trying to counsel it, you can't counsel it. She's just evil. Just evil. Judas was just evil. He was the son of perdition. He was just evil. And evil people don't be shocked when they do what they are. Because evil people are going to do evil. And once you teach me you are evil, I don't expect anything to come out of you. For you shall know the tree by the fruit it bears. So I can't expect you to produce nice when your root is nasty. I just helped somebody right there. I just helped somebody. Somebody's burden just rolled away. So I don't know why you're sitting up disappointed because they act that way. How could they act any other way? They're acting that way because they are. I got something. You got something. We got something. We didn't earn it. We didn't work for it. We didn't labor for it. We stepped into it. Nudge your neighbor and say, I just stepped into it. I didn't earn it. I just stepped into it. I just stepped into it. I just stepped into it. I haven't been trained. Didn't go to school for it. Just anybody know what I'm talking about? I just stepped into it. Sometime I was in it and I didn't even know I was in it. Until you told me the effect it had on you, I didn't even know it was even valuable. I just stepped into it. I can just fix cars. I can just build houses. I can just fix things. I can just do things. I can just make things. Somebody's getting ready to. In fact, let's decree and declare, shake hands with somebody and say, in 2024, I'm just going to step into it.